Well, Gloucester softball is rolling along in the state tournament. We're with the softball coach, John Nicastro at Gloucester High School. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a big win yesterday.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Mr. Moore. It was a big team victory, a lot of chemistry, and looking forward to the next round, going to the semifinal game at Martin Field.
Tell us a little bit about yesterday's game and the preparation for that. What were you expecting from, it was AC, right, Arlington Catholic? What were you expecting from them, and then tell me how the game played out.
Doing a little scouting on AC, seeing what they did to Marblehead kind of threw a little wrinkle into it, because they do have a good hitting team, but to really demolish Marblehead like they did, made preparation a little tough. You kind of think into it a little bit too much, thinking like, what kind of offensive juggernaut are we going up against here? So instead of thinking into it too much, we said, you know, let's just go about with what we do in defense. The girls have been putting extra time in hitting. But yesterday's game came to our bread and butter. It came down to defense and pitching and timely hitting.
I'm guessing it must have been a very crisp game, because 2-1 doesn't happen all that much in softball.
We discussed that with the girls when we met at the end of practice on Sunday. I told the girls, you know, it's very hard to put together an A-plus all-around game. So let's shoot for an A-plus, but an A-minus will do the trick. And that's pretty much, I think, what they nailed. They nailed it. They had an A-plus defensive game with no errors in the hitting. They had timely hitting, but overall I would say we had an A-minus game, which was enough.
All right, let's talk about the battery. Let's start with your pitcher.
I mean, Karina has been our beast all year. She's really pounding the strike zone right now, hitting corners, where at the beginning of the year we started out 4-4 and she wasn't hitting corners. She was throwing it down the middle of the plate too much, and in the Northeastern Conference they'll make you pay. We had a conversation when the team was 4-4. She put extra time in, really started to work on her changeup, and ever since then, the team is on a 12-2 run since then.
Okay. My godchild, Sam Cominelli, behind the plate.
There's not enough good things you can say about someone like Sam Cominelli. She's the ultimate team player. She's been all over the field since she's been in college she will be in college.
Yeah, we're all looking at that,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Very soon.
Right. In high school, she's been infielder. We moved to the right field, then we moved to the center. And in the off season, we said, Sam, we really need a catcher. And being the athlete that she is and team player that she is, she said, yeah, whatever the team needs. And she's been one of the best I wouldn't want any catcher in the state going to war with us.
I know, it looks like she belongs there. It's amazing. Couple of ribbies yesterday.
Sam's been not only clutch behind the plate, she's been a run producer all year. Whenever Gloucester needs a big hit, Sam Cominelli does it. She did it in the Wilmington game. She had 3 RBIs in that game. And then again yesterday, in the inning that we needed it most, she had a huge double.
Proud godfather and uncle over here are sitting in this chair. And I'll tell you, the good news is that she's only a junior. She'll be back.
Oh, huge. There's nothing better for a coach knowing that you have your catcher back. Because the catcher is the foundation. I mean, you need a pitcher, no doubt about it, but if you don't have a solid catcher, it's very tough to build for the following year.
Okay, John, what's next in the tournament?
Well, moving on to the winner of North Reading Swampscott, and I don't want to wish for who we play, so whoever wins, we're going to prepare the way we've been preparing all year, and we'll see them at Martin Field on Friday night.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's John Nicastro, Gloucester High School softball coach.